the challenges for the Jaguars defense this week? A young, inexperienced quarterback, Terrell Pryor. He was in a battle all of training camp for the quarterback job. He ended up getting the nod in week one. Well, what do you want to know about Terrell Pryor? First and foremost, a pretty decent day against the Indianapolis Colts. He almost got him a victory there at the end of the ballgame. They had first and goal at the 8-yard line, and then Pryor ended up taking a costly sack and then threw a pick late in that ballgame. But his numbers were solid. He was 19 of 29, one touchdown pass, two interceptions. But the real impressive part about Terrell Pryor is his ability to create with his legs. He had over 100 yards rushing. In fact, was the leading NFL rusher prior to the Monday night games. All right, let's jump into the tape, and I'll show you a few examples of Terrell Pryor. Here he is lined up in the pistol formation. You see this out of Colin Kaepernick with the 49ers quite a bit. And he could hand the ball off to Darren McFadden, or he could keep it. He might be reading somebody, or it might be predetermined. But watch him once he gets to the outside here. He doesn't look fast, but he's a long strider, and therefore he has more speed than a lot of people think. But here's what impresses me the most. Take a look at this. The elusiveness of Terrell Pryor is impressive. He's not going to be a Michael Vick or a young Michael Vick, but he's going to be extremely solid in the way that he plays the game. Here's him under center. Now, when Terrell Pryor drops back here and sees exactly what's going on, pocket is good, but like most young quarterbacks, they want to make things happen with their legs, and he had time to stand in there. And take a look at him once again with his legs and the mobility, getting down the field. And the Indianapolis Colts, for the most part, are a pretty quick defense. But Terrell Pryor, a long strider that does have speed and elusiveness. True eye formation, you're going to see a lot of that with Darren McFadden. This is a true quarterback naked keeper. How often do you see teams run this? Not very often, usually a third and short or a fourth and short. But the Raiders head coach Dennis Allen is very confident in Terrell Pryor's ability that he will call this on all downs. And you can see him running away from the Colts defenders. Like I said, though, he doesn't look fast, but he's a long strider, very effective player. Now, one guy that I wanted to talk about because I can't go without mentioning the future Hall of Famer, Charles Woodson, playing safety for the Oakland Raiders now. Now, he used to play safety and nickel for the Green Bay Packers, but the Oakland Raiders, fortunately, are keeping him just at the safety position. And look at the ground that he covers to make a play on the Colts wide receiver right here. An outstanding play for him. He's not a young man. He's probably going to end up being in the Hall of Fame in the next 6 or 7 years, but who knows, he may end up playing for a lot more years to come. But there's very few safeties in the league, Ed Reed being one of them, that can start on the hash and then make a play at the boundary on the far side of the field. But Woodson is one of them and certainly has great leadership qualities. And I love the guy, and I'm looking forward to watching him.